Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and we're in day three of our 40 days of praying and fasting and entering into the shelter of the Most High, El Shaddai. Psalm 91:3. For he will rescue you from the hunter's trap and from the deadly pestilence. Supernatural deliverance. Exodus 6:5-8. Furthermore, I have heard the groanings of B'nai Israel, whom the Egyptians are keeping in bondage. So I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to B'nai Israel, I am Adonai, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will deliver you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you to myself as a people, and I will be your God. You will know that I am Adonai your God, who brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. So I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and give it to you as an inheritance. I am Adonai. We see here that there are 12 I's in these verses. God himself is stating that he is the one who would deliver us out of the hands of the evil one, i.e. Egypt, which is a type of HaSatan. Exodus 12:13. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you live. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Hebrews 9:11-14. But when Messiah appeared as Kohen Gadol of the good things that have now come, passing through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, he entered into the holies once for all, not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, having attained eternal redemption. Now here we have in verse 13 and 14, it's called Valvi Kamer. It refers to light and heavy. If this is true, how much more is this true? So again, if this is true, Hebrews 9:13, for the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh. Okay, how much more then will the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal spirit offer up himself without blemish, cleansing our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So again, if the blood of goats, again, light and heavy, what he is doing here, he's comparing the two. If this was true with the animal sacrifices, how much more is this true because of the pure blood of Messiah? There are three reasons for plagues to come in the Bible. Number one, when Israel was disobedient to Torah, or was in rebellion to God's leadership, he sent a plague as judgment to bring them to repentance. Numbers 11:33, while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the anger of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a severe plague. Numbers 14:37, even those men who brought out the very bad report of the land died by a plague before the Lord. Numbers 16:46-50. Moses said to Aaron, take your censer and put in it fire from the altar and lay incense on it, then bring it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them. For wrath has gone forth from the Lord and the plague has begun. Then Aaron took it as Moses had spoken and ran into the midst of the assembly. For behold, the plague had begun among the people, so he put on the incense and made atonement for the people. He took his stand between the dead and the living so that the plague was checked. But those who died by the plague were 14,700, besides those who died on account of Korah. Then Aaron returned to Moses at the doorway of the tent of the meeting, for the plague had been checked. Numbers 25:6-9. Then behold, a man from B'nai Israel came and brought a Midianite woman to his brothers before the eyes of Moses and of the whole assembly of B'nai Israel while they were weeping at the entrance at the tent of the meeting. When Phinehas son of Eleazar, son of Aaron, the Kohen, saw it, he rose from the midst of the assembly and took a spear in his hand, and went after the man of Israel into the tent, and pierced them through, both the Israelite man and the woman's belly. Then the plague among B'nai Israel was stopped. However, 24,000 were dead because of the plague. 2 Chronicles 6:24-27. If your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, yet when they return and confess your name, praying and making supplication before you in this house, then hear from heaven, forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land which you gave to them and to their fathers. When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, if they pray toward this place and confess your name, turning from their sin because you afflicted them, then may you hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel. Indeed, may you teach them the good way in which they should walk. Send rain upon your land, and then you have given that you have given to your people for an inheritance. Continuing 28-31, when there is famine in the land, when there is pestilence, blight, mildew, locust, or grasshopper, when their enemies besiege them in the land by their gates, whatever plague or sickness may come, and any prayer or plea is offered by any individual or by all your people Israel, each acknowledging his own afflictions and pain, even spreading his hands towards this house, then may you hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive. May you give to every man according to all his ways, as you know his heart, for you alone know the hearts of the children of men, so that they may fear you and walk in your ways all the days that they live in the land that you gave to our fathers. Reason number two, on the nations for how they treat Israel. For example, the 10 plagues upon Egypt in Exodus chapter 7-11. Zechariah verse 12 and 15. Now this will be the plague which the Lord will strike all the peoples who have gone to war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they stand on their feet, and their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouth. So also, like this plague, will be the plague on the horse, the mule, the camel, the donkey, and all the cattle that will be in those camps. Isaiah 34:1-5 and verse 8. Draw near, O nations, to hear and listen, O peoples. Let the earth hear and all it contains, the world and all its offerings. For Adonai is enraged at all the nations and furious at all their armies. He will utterly destroy them. He will give them over to slaughter. So their slain will be thrown out, and the stench of their corpses will rise, and the hills will be drenched with their blood. Then all the host of heaven will dissolve, and the skies will be rolled up like a scroll. So all their array will wither away, like a leaf drooping from a vine, like a fig shriveling from a fig tree. For my sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. See, it will come down upon Edom, upon the people I have devoted to judgment. For Adonai has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the hostility against Zion. Number three, for those who are in rebellion against Yahweh and his Mashiach Yeshua. Zechariah 14:18. If the family of Egypt, now this is during the millennium, does not go up or enter, again, this is during the Feast of Sukkot, they do not go up and bring a sacrifice, then no rain will fall on them. It will be the plague with which the Lord smites the nations who do not go up to celebrate the Feast of Booths. Revelation 11:6. These have the power to shut up the sky. This is referring to the two witnesses during the tribulation, so that rain will not fall during the days of their prophesying. And they have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every plague as often as they desire. Revelation 16:21. And huge hailstones, about 100 pounds each, came down from heaven upon men. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, because its plague was extremely severe. However, those who walk in the fear of Yahweh and are in Messiah Yeshua, who have not compromised with the world and do not love their lives more than they love Messiah, God will protect from pestilence and plagues. God differentiates between the righteous and the wicked. Proverbs 11:10, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is joyful shouting. Proverbs 11:31. If the righteous will be rewarded in the earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? Proverbs 12:7. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. Proverbs 24:16. For a righteous man falls seven times, but arises again, but the wicked stumble in time of calamity. Ezekiel 18:20 and verse 24. The person who sins will die. The son will not bear the punishment for the father's iniquity, nor will the father bear the punishment for the son's iniquity. The righteousness of the righteous will be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked will be upon himself. But when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and does according to all the abominations that a wicked man does, will he live? All his righteous deeds which he has done will not be remembered, for his treachery which he has committed, and his sin which he has committed, for them he will die. Malachi 3:18. So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. Matthew 13:49. So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous. Elvina Mocano, our Father, our King, Father, we thank you that we walk in humble fear and awe of you. Father, that we will continue to walk a righteous walk according to your Torah and according to the teachings of our Messiah Yeshua, who is our example of perfect obedience to you and your Torah. Father, I thank you that we don't have to fear the pestilence as is coming upon the earth if we are walking in obedience to you. Father, if we need to repent of any sins, if we have opened any doors to the enemy, we ask by the Ruach HaKodesh that he would search our hearts and reveal that so we could repent and plead the blood of Yeshua and receive forgiveness so that we continue to walk a righteous path day by day. And Father, we just praise you and thank you that we fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. And I just praise you and thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua, for supernatural deliverance during the days we live in. In Yeshua's name, amen.